Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, the 24th of September. The top stories for today: for the fourth time, Malaysia has been awarded the Health and Medical Tourism Destination of the Year title, which was announced at the 2020 Medical Tourism Awards ceremony in London yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah dedicated the win to all the stakeholders in Malaysia's healthcare sector. The Malaysian Health Tourism Council, or MHTC, said in a statement that the win enhanced the country's position as the world's healthcare marvel and reflects the steadfast commitment from relevant organisations in ensuring dedicated healthcare amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. The Penang High Court today sentenced a couple to death for the murder of a 5-year-old boy 6 years ago. Judicial Commissioner Dato' Ahmad Chahrir Mohamad Saleh found R. Saravanan Kumar, 30 years old, and T. Gayathri, 36 years old, guilty of murdering the latter's son back in 2014. A housewife who stirred controversy for abusing an Indonesian domestic maid 4 years ago will begin serving her 8-year imprisonment for the offence today, following the Court of Appeal's decision to dismiss her appeal. The Court of Appeal's 3-man panel, led by Dato' Sri Kamaluddin Mat Said, dismissed the appeal by Rosita Muhammad Ali against the jail sentence meted out by the Shah Alam High Court earlier. After almost 8 months of preparations, Hillary Clinton is about to unleash her long-awaited new podcast. The former US presidential candidate has finally announced that her podcast, titled You and Me Both, will be available on multiple platforms starting September 29th. Clinton will play host to such well-known American celebrities in the series of 24 interviews that will be released just 5 weeks before the next presidential election in the United States. Indonesia is developing vast farm estates across the archipelago, an area of 2 million acres to grow rice, cassava and corn to counter the nation's reliance on imported food. President Joko Widodo said the project would anticipate the world's food crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic and also to foresee climate change, as well as to curb their reliance on imported food. And Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik have become the proud parents of a baby girl. Taking to their Instagram page earlier today, the couple shared 2 photos of their newborn's hand, revealing that she had been born in the weekend. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more of these stories.